For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Today we'll take another look at forest health. Our friends at KMUD News recently spent the afternoon in Karuk Tribal Lands on the northeast edge of Humboldt County during an interagency collaboration on prescribed burns among CAL FIRE, the U.S. Forest Service, and tribal members. Lauren Schmidt reports.
Surrounded by smoldering slash piles and a thick layer of smoke, Karuk Tribal member and burn boss specialist Marshall Super briefly shares how the Karuk tribe explains the origin of fire.
Yellow Jackets had the fire, and they were the keeper of the fire. And all the other animals wanted it. So it became a thing to steal the fire back. And they all collaborated together, and each did their played their own part to get it back to their camp. So every animal played a part in stealing the fire, essentially, and bringing it back. And that's how it came.
The Karuk people believe that using prescribed burns, or good fire, can actually protect communities from other catastrophic wildfires.
Well, we did manage our forest to keep it open for hunting, gathering, with gathering that's not only our food sources, as well as our basket materials, help it get our resources to, you know, not only eat, and cook, you know, like we had to, you know, gather firewood when we didn't have chainsaws, and so we cut trees down with fire. It does help the plants, but also the animals can come back in because they like the fresh regrowth. It's got high nutrients, and it does help the fish as well as, because there's a lot of overgrowth here. They're taking all the water that should go back down into the river and help rebuild the river's ecosystem. So as we can thin out the forest with fire, it'll help our river systems as well and the animals that rely on that river for food sources.
The Karuk tribe, with assistance from non-tribal allies from the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council, have been leading in the efforts to educate the public about the positive effects of prescribed burns.
So a lot of the nations have been looking at the Karuk tribe. We had the governor's office come out here and look at what we have been doing out here project-wise and what our plans are for the future. We've had other local tribes from other states come over and check out our program and see what we're doing and what our plans for fixing the forest's ecosystem, the way things are just so overgrown and how we plan to manage and fix that. And we have large project areas that we're working on right now as part of the WKRP, which is the Western Klamath Restoration Project. And that's got a lot of area that we have treating, where it comes from logging, mechanical, to hand, and to just straight putting fire back on the ground. Like, these forests were burned naturally. Lightning fires took care of the higher elevations. It was up to us to take care of where the people were. So that got lost long time ago, the fire restrictions, so it was unmanaged for so long, and now we're trying to fix the mistake that was made of excluding fire.
Erica Terrence, an ally from the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council, drove KMUD News to the ceremonial site Marshall referred to as Teshonic. Talk about this area we're looking at.
Sure, yeah. This is Orleans Valley we're overlooking, and from here you can see a prescribed fire that our crews lit in the past few days, including they were burning some piles up there today. And then up on the ridgetops you can see fire scars from past wildfires, and some of them are pretty severe fire scars on the landscape. And then down by the river, there's this sweeping river bar, and that is an area we call Teshonic. It's owned by the Karuk tribe, and it is often used to be historically prescribed burned and managed with fire, partly to tend plants that produce basket weaving materials.
One of the tribal representatives Terrence mentioned is Bill Tripp. Tripp is the deputy director of eco-cultural revitalization for the Karuk tribe, and he speaks with us about Teshonic, the historical Karuk ceremonial site that is being burned today.
As far as the ceremonial burning practices are concerned, our world renewal ceremonies take place at Teshonic down here in Orleans, and end up at Ketamine up at Soames Bar. And as part of those ceremonies, fire would be part of that. So the ceremony is a reminder, the regalia and all the species that are tied to that have helped to construct the story of why traditionally, you know, we tend to try to get women to burn the willows, because in the Kudruk tradition, women held their responsibility for the plants, and women did a lot of burning in this place for thousands of years, and men held the responsibility for the animals. So, you know, there was a time not too long ago, you know, we're only looking in the scale of a couple hundred years, when the women would be burning for the basket materials and the food and the fiber resources over here. The men would be burning over here in the favorable deer and elk browse. And so it would draw the deer away from the materials that the women were burning for over here. And so it's just all part of that social process, and as well as to fulfill specific obligations that people, you know, responsibilities that people took on.
That was Lauren Schmidt of KMUD News reporting on the Kudruk practice of prescribed burns. We'll include a link to her full half-hour piece about Indigenous Peoples Day on our website. I'm Sarah Reith.